This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Friday, March 8th, 2019. I'm your host, Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. Headline from Vox.com, State Department rescinds award for Finnish journalist over Trump criticism. That's according to a report. Jessica Aro, a Finnish journalist who covered Russian trolls, was supposed to win a prestigious award. The State Department called it a, quote, regrettable error, end quote. The U.S. State Department planned to honor a prominent Finnish journalist this month and then rescinded her award, reportedly because of her public criticism of President Donald Trump. Jessica Aro, a journalist who helped expose the Internet Research Agency, the Russian troll factory that spreads propaganda online, learned back in January that the State Department would honor her for her reporting as part of the International Women of Courage Awards. Then, a few weeks later, the State Department abruptly told Aro she wouldn't be receiving the award after all because of a, quote, regrettable error, end quote. But now, Foreign Policy's Reed Standish and Robbie Gramer report the State Department might have reneged on the award because Aro had criticized Trump publicly, including on social media. This is according to foreignpolicy.com. It created a shitstorm of getting her unceremoniously kicked off the list. That's according to one U.S. diplomat source familiar with the internal deliberations. I think it was absolutely a wrong decision on so many levels. It had nothing to do with her work. A State Department spokesman told Vox in a statement that the award was revoked, quote, due to lack of coordination and communications with candidates and our embassies. A regrettable error was made and a candidate was incorrectly notified that she had been selected as a finalist. We regret this error. We admire Ms. Aro's achievements as a journalist, which were the basis of the U.S. Embassy's Helsinki nomination. Sources told Foreign Policy that the decision to uninvite Aro didn't come from the bigwigs at the State Department, such as Secretary Mike Pompeo, but instead from lower-level staffers who were, quote, wary of the optics of Pompeo granting an award to an outspoken critic of the Trump administration. Aro told Foreign Policy that she was surprised by the about-face of the State Department and that she had canceled speaking engagements and other plans to attend the ceremony, which was March 7th in Washington, D.C. The event went forward as planned with Pompeo and First Lady Melania Trump honoring 10 women, including some activists and at least one reporter. The reality in which political decisions or presidential pettiness directs top U.S. diplomats' choices over whose human rights work is mentioned in the public sphere and whose is not is really scary reality. That's what Aro told Foreign Policy about the reversal. Vox reached out to her but did not receive a response. Though the State Department insists this was a mix-up, the fact that it wasn't immediately corrected and that Aro said she received an official invite and itinerary are definitely a bit strange. But as Aro points out, what's even more troubling is that the State Department employees may have acted out of fear of what would happen if a vocal critic of the administration accepted such an award. Even without a top-down directive, the administration's obsession over negative coverage may have a chilling effect. At the award ceremony on Thursday, Pompeo credited the award recipients and other women around the world with courage so often shown in the face of danger. He also specifically cited last year's hijab protests in Iran, in which female activists rallied against the Iranian government, staying on message about Tehran even at an award ceremony. Melania Trump also credited the incredible work of the women honorees. As First Lady of the United States, I'm proud to represent my country that empowers and supports women here at home and on the international side. Aro's work on the Russian troll factory undoubtedly fits the bill. She began before it was clear the Kremlin had meddled in the 2016 elections and long before Special Counsel Robert Mueller indicted several people connected to the Internet Research Agency as part of his investigation into Russian interference in the election. Aro faced aggressive harassment because she exposed Russia's propaganda campaign, including having her private health information published and fake videos made about her. Said everything in my life went to hell thanks to the trolls. But it seems she is also being punished for speaking out against Trump, and not by Russian trolls, but by the U.S. government. Ooh, a lot to unpack here. So let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. The idea that she would be invited and then have it rescinded isn't necessarily that strange. Okay, we made a mistake. It happens. We've seen that happen with a college in Florida sent out notices to everyone who applied to get in that they had, in fact, gotten admission. And then they immediately sent out, oh, we're sorry, that was a regrettable error. Once you send out a full itinerary and an official invite like they did with her, this isn't a regrettable error. Somebody made this call to make this happen. And I think she's absolutely right about it. The fact that lower level staffers were so afraid that any sort of criticism by one of the honorees would be highlighted and that the president would lose his mind on Twitter at the very least about it is really troubling. Because one of the things about being president of the United States is you're going to get a lot of criticism no matter who you are. If you don't recall, President Barack Obama caught a raft of criticism for wearing a tan suit. We just passed that anniversary. Even though we were able to go back and see pictures of Ronald Reagan sitting in the Oval Office wearing a tan suit. Criticism at the top is part of what goes with being at the top. And if you are that touchy about criticism from a Finnish journalist on their personal Twitter account, then maybe it's a problem with you. It hurts to be criticized. I get it. I really do. I understand. On a human level, it hurts. But on a level of scale, you've got to know that it comes with the job. And the fact that everyone is so wrapped up in protecting you from any sort of criticism like that really, really is telling. And maybe a troubling look behind the scenes. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap.
Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm weaving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Looking through the keyhole. Hey, mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so. Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4 and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say.